VL. Repeater.
Skirted a big one because I was very concerned with what was going on with the big strong storms that were going across the country, and then we had the cold snap and the snow coming up and down, so yeah, cars covered in snow. I saw pictures and stuff on the news. It, first snows of the season, these people all get stupid.
I mean, it wasn't clear where I was, but it was cold. Temperature dropped down to 24 for a little while, both in West Virginia and then again in Pennsylvania for a little while. But I'm showing 40 now, which is a little better. I get to go home, shower, have some breakfast, wake my wife up, and then we're going to drive up to Boston, pick up my son and bring him back for the holidays. Gary?
Nothing like driving cross country, then taking a shower, and driving another 4 hours. Rich?
But to Rich, that's nothing. That's like you and me going down to the turnpike to go to the grocery store. Rich jumps in a car, runs 4 hours up to Boston. You know, he's barely getting warmed up. He could do that, you know, in his sleep, almost. I gotta hand it to my son, 27 hours in the Corvette, and he made it, so no problems. The only place he really ran into any difficulty at all was on the Southern State Parkway, where there was an accident on the westbound side that had the eastbound side down to, like, dead stop, and he was, like, going nuts. He couldn't believe it. When he gets up on it, he freaked out. He says, why are these people looking at what's going on the other side of the road?
Man, K to UPS. Hey, going out to Boston and back. That's just like one shift for me. That's no big deal. But yeah, some of the worst parts that I have, the thing I hate most about all the driving, is coming back into New York and sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic and barely moving. That really stinks. And usually on a Monday morning when I'm done, it's usually more like 7 or 8. In the morning, and then I gotta sit in heavy traffic to go home. I'm not getting paid for that, but oh well. But instead of sending it out to Suffolk, normally we take two trailers back from Kentucky, Melville and a Farmingville. They gave us one trailer for Forster Avenue in Brooklyn, so we got done earlier. Rich, I guess your son, last I heard, he was still in Kentucky. I guess things changed, he moved up or whatever, and was out in Colorado. I'm sure you'd be glad to have him home for the holidays. Gary?
Yep. Home for the holidays. I've even seen the picture of the car in the driveway. Oh, should I say the parking lot, not a driveway. Rich?
Yes, the parking lot. But, he was only in Kentucky at Fort Knox for the summer, while they were doing some kind of ROTC program there. He was moved over there to, I guess, be a babysitter, camp counselor, whatever you want to call it, while that was going on. And then he went back to his home base, which was Fort Carson. And now he's separated from Fort Carson, and he's here with us for another 10 days or so, and then he's going to Korea for a year. So, anybody needs any electronics from Japan, I'm the guy. Because I'll send the purchase orders over to the soldier and have him send it on home.
That sounds like a plan, you know? I gotta tell people, get your KC orders in early, so. And my daughter's gonna be graduating next month from Marist 6 months early, or a semester early. But her boyfriend is going to West Point, and he'll be graduating in June. And then we'll see where they both end up going. She's going to follow him around. So we'll have to wait and see where he gets posted and stationed and whatnot. But he's going to be a career officer, which is good. He's a really nice guy, and I get along good with him. So, good head on his shoulders. I just hope she can handle the traveling around that'll be required. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen the toll it takes on families. There are some very housing units right down the block from me. A couple of years, pack up and move.
life, isn't it? You gotta go where you're needed, and you don't get to say, well, I don't really wanna. They go, you're going here, and that's where you go.
Turkey early. because they had killed so many due to the avian flu that they weren't able to, I guess, breed enough of them quickly for the holiday again. So my sister-in-law was panicking. She got one. I said, well, just get a ham to go with it, that's all. That way you get a little bit of something for everybody. Gary?
Well, that's my wife's department, and it's not even hers this year because we're going to be at someone else's house. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's traditional. But if they want to serve chicken, it's okay with me. Rich?
Well, that's my sister-in-law's deal, and I already know that for nine of us, because we're scaled down this year, for nine of us, she thought that she needed a 25-pound bird. And she was absolutely beside herself because she could only find a 23-pound bird. So for nine of us. My sister-in-law is known for her excess. She always cooks, prepares, and makes way, way too much. And then when, you know, the end of the evening, she's just sitting there with her Tupperware and whatnot, handing out huge parting gifts of food. So I'm sure we'll have turkey and stuffing and you God knows what up the wazoo when we come home from her place, because we go over to her for Thanksgiving. And my daughter has to do some baking this week. She's got an apple tart tartine she's got to make. She's got a frangipane tort she's got to make. And I think she's making something chocolate, too. Oh, the lace cookies with chocolate drizzle. So she'll be baking up a storm. And she also has to think of what she wants for her vegetarian Thanksgiving dinner, because that's my daughter. Rich, and to PPN, crawling at 188.
Hey, PUPS Mobile. Well, I've been sailing pretty much eastbound good. I'm almost up to my exit, which is real nice. But all that food sounds good. And that turkey, I never mind having too much of it, because you got to have leftovers, especially for turkey sandwiches the next day, or for middle-of-the-night raids, Thanksgiving night. Almost as good as the original meal itself. So last year was the first year with UPS that I actually had to work Thanksgiving Day. That sucked. My wife said, oh, don't worry, we'll have leftovers. I got home, there was no leftovers. They ate everything. They were vultures. Didn't leave me a crumb. I felt like the mouse on the How the Grinch Stole Christmas when he comes down and takes the little crumbs away from it. Gary?
Well, I'm sure that there's going to be care packages, because if the house is built, they're almost vegetarian. They eat meat, but not that much. Usually, a shopping bag gets filled up. Here, take this home.
Yeah, we'll see what we wind up coming home with. I'm sure it'll be glorious. Sure that she'll make, you know, one big batch of stuffing without using any anything non-vegetarian. And I'm sure my daughter will also probably come up with something that she wants to eat. We were joking around. She says, why don't you just have tofurkey? And she's like, I'm tired of tofurkey. I want something different. So I'm like, okay. You know, I'm sure you could come up with something. And she will. Well, she went into the city last night. I don't know what they did. They went in about 4 o'clock, and she got home, I guess, around midnight-ish. I was already upstairs. I heard her come in, say goodnight, and that was about all I remember. I'll find out what her exploits were, where they went and what they did sometime today. I guess when I get home, I'm going to try and not work any overtime today, so this way I can spend time with everybody and ease right into the holidays. Rich, over to you.
Hey, don't forget the elastic waist pants so you can ease into them after all this food, too. So, yeah, my daughter's going to be making some pies. I told my, we're going to my sister-in-law's for Thanksgiving, and we'll do Christmas in my house then. I said I'd bring some bread over, so I'll check my books and pick enjoy their holiday. Have a safe one. Enjoy your time with family. And we'll talk to you. Gary, over to you. I'll listen out. KTUPS.
7-3 Rich. Have a good holiday. See you the next time you're going home. KTUPS at Woodhaven Boulevard. Rich.
I'm in the trench, almost at the end of the trench. Take the Rich, a nice spelt green loaf. That would probably go over real nice. Nice artisanal bread. Yeah, I'm almost at the Jackie. So, whatever the volume was, whatever was going on, lightened up a bit. So, I did my Friday overtime gig. I worked Thursday night, so I did the double on Thursday, so I don't remember. I think you said you weren't going in on Friday, so you probably didn't miss me. So this way I'll have everything I need come this week, so I don't need to, like, rack in any overtime. I think I can sneak out, get home at a reasonable hour each day up until the holy day.
Well, this week's schedule for me is a short one. I've got Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm off, and it's an off week for Saturday. After Wednesday, the next time I'm working is Monday of next week.
Me too. So I thought you were going to FLA.
No. KP2N, QM, Mobile. I've been listening in. Good morning.
Doing for Thanksgiving.
I'm going to Sherry Baby's sister's house. So, someone else is cooking. Always a good thing.
Cool. You and the Sloanster at Sherry Baby's house. Excellent.
Sherry's sister's house, and Sloan will be with her mother, and Ian is coming in. He's coming in tomorrow. So they'll be over at their mother's, and I'll get to see them for my birthday weekend, which is this weekend.
Right.
Well, since I probably won't get a chance to speak to you between now and then, let me say happy birthday now.
Oh, please curtail your pleasantries.
How old are you now? Are you up to crotchety old man status yet?
Yes, sir.
He crossed over from grumpy old man to crotchety old man. I'm thinking you get to pathetic old man.
I think that's the next milestone.
Only if you have an aircraft.
That's bizarre, pathetic old man.
That's right, that's the final stages. Yet to take the toy out for a ride yet. My wife went out with him yesterday, and they went to go do some shopping or something, and he pinned her to the passenger seat for a couple of traffic lights.
She came back, her hair was all back.
And her skin was surprisingly tight.
Well, is it Richard UPS still here?
Singed.
All right, car looks nice. This car looks very nice. But it got very gray out by us, and, though it didn't rain by me, it rained by Sherry Baby's house in Oside. So, I had a couple of spots on the car. But, we'll certainly have some mating going on, black and white.
Absolutely, and I already sent Greg a message, and I said, want a race? Because my son wants to see Greg's car. So we were joking around, and he says, maybe he wants to race. So I'm like, I think his car will take yours.
Nice, no problems coming over.
Other than the speeding ticket in Geary County, Kansas, where... When I saw this ticket, the ticket is so bogus. These people are just looking to just make a cash cow out of anybody they could grab. Other than that, no. Everything was fine. He skirted all the weather, and
guys, I'm at the tunnel in 2ZEP.
Hi, Gary. Happy Turkey Day.
It's a turkey, and enjoy your trip to Shane.
Sleepy anyway. Where was the ticket issued? What state?
Into PPN Mobile, Kansas. Kansas Highway Patrol, or Sheriff's Highway Patrol, and it was in Guidry County, which is not too far away from another fort. He told me what fort it was. It slipped my mind. And apparently he spoke to some colleagues of his, and those guys are like Boss Hogg and Cletus and all of them from Hazard County, and they just run around nailing everybody, and then they turn around and then they say to you, well, if you make a donation, a charitable donation to the Guidry County, whatever, municipal fund, and pay the court costs, we'll make the ticket go away.
Of course they will. The old boys out there, as you said. Yeah, well, they wouldn't cut them any slack to be in the service.
As a matter of fact, they hate servicemen. It's probably better that they didn't know that he was in the service, because then who knows what else the guy would have written up. As it is, the guy wrote him up for radaring him at whatever the speed was. There's no information about the radar unit he used, you know, the serial number or anything else on the ticket. He never got my son to sign for the ticket. He's got the year of the car wrong. He's got all sorts of things wrong all over the ticket, and it's one of those electronic ones where he puts it into the laptop and prints it out, so it's not even like he hand wrote it wrong.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it too much, then. Yeah, right. So he was ahead of that Midwest storm that was dumping the white stuff.
He got across ahead of it. He had just a little bit of rain, I think, when he was in Chicago, Indiana, I don't know, somewhere. I remember I was tracking him as he was coming across. He says, some light rain, nothing crazy. And he only got, I don't know, about 3-4 hours of sleep at the hotel, and then just jumped back in the car and headed out.
Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there.
Absolutely. I mean, I told him, I said, you know, it's a, first off, it's a bogus thing. He's going to contest it. But they say, oh, in order to contest it, you have to appear in person. But since he had all that free time on his hands, he was on the phone with the Kansas State Attorney General's office and all this other stuff, and they said, yeah, you can do a, you can write in your explanation. And the officer has to write his in as well, and then they both get wrecked in the traffic court or whatever by the judge, and the judge makes a determination. So he's going to start preparing his writing thing rather than have to travel back there and do it in person, or just pay it and admit to, you know, what was going on. It's like, it's definitely a moneymaker, you know, the old speed trap guy hiding behind the sign.
Yeah, I like it. How fast was it going?
Speed limit was 75. He was going uphill. He said he might do about 81. The guy wrote him up for 94.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, things happen in those tricky counties. That's why you have the Dukes of Hazzard. Anyway, I don't go that fast.
His car wants to go fast. You gotta hear this thing with that exhaust system he did on it. Oh my God. I mean, it sounds like NASCAR. I mean, you want to talk about sweet exhaust tones. You'll hear it. There'll be plenty of time to hear it. And we already set up the memory for my seat and steering wheel adjustments, so that when I get into it with my key fob, it'll know who it is that's getting into it.
Coolio, and you said that's an 06?
An keep saying 06. It's an 03. 03. It's the 50th anniversary.
Okay. 03. Very good. Looks nice. Looks clean.
It's super clean. Nothing, you know, it's super clean. He knows the history of the car. The car was bought in Cali, and then it went to Utah for its second owner, and then somehow or another it got wound up in Colorado. So that's where it became his. So it's only had two owners, and it's in great shape, and, you know, all the upgrades and stuff he's done to it are fantastic. He's done a nice job. It sits there and it idles, and the only thing you can hear under the hood is just the pulleys going around on the belts, you know, the belts and pulleys. That's it. There's no noise at all.
Sweet. All right, I'll come by and give it a look. Maybe Friday or more. After tomorrow, be like 60 by Saturday. I don't know if it's gonna be rain free, but it's supposed to warm up again.
Friday, we're going to be doing stuff around the house. Yeah, we'll be around. I'm off on Friday also, but as a matter of fact, it'll be off the driveway because I'm having the concrete guy come back and break up three slabs and redo them.
Yes, you mentioned that to me. All right. Okay. Anyway, I did my my three overnights, and it was different.
Yes, I know. I did mine on Friday night, and it is what it is. Well, I mean, if you did it all the time, it's one thing, but it's nice to do it every now and then, just to see how the other half lives, and then to remind yourself why you like sunshine and daylight, and, you know, when all the people are up and around and about.
Yes. What I did notice was that after 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, it gets real quiet around there.
Usually 2-ish. I remember when we used to work, you know, nights on the highway job years ago. It gets nice and quiet and everything kind of settles down, and, you know, when you get to enjoy the overnights. But, you know, it could be a lonely existence.
And, of course, you've got the brightness of the daytime when you're trying to sleep, so. It was a little groggy, but not too terrible. I actually got a couple of things done, so it wasn't too bad. Easy. Even got to the groomer.
Well, I worked Thursday night. This guy. I worked Thursday night, then Friday, I got up early enough to do stuff. I did the alternator on the Toyota, so my daughter had her vehicle, and then I also did the oil and filter on the Toxic Avenger, which was telling me from Monday that it needed to be done, so I got stuff done as well, so I was like, all right, cool. Yes, if you start to get yourself into the groove, you can do things during the day, do your overnights at work, and feel like you're accomplishing a whole lot more. I used to like working nights because, you know, as long as you didn't get home crazy, stupid late, you could still wake up and have a good for the day to do your stuff before you had to go back in.
Jimmy Twitt. All right. Yeah, I agree. I wanted to do the rear brakes on the car. So maybe I'll do that this weekend. I did the front. The front's holding up nice, but I think the backs might be spun out a little bit because the pedal seems to have more travel than before. I tried bleeding everything, and it
that, correct? Not a foot parking brake?
The hand drops.
Just way to figure out if it's the rears is just pull up on the handbrake one or two clicks and see if the pedal comes up. If the pedal comes up after one or two clicks of the handbrake, then you know that they possibly just need adjusting. Not necessarily replacing, but depending upon, you know, whether the bias adjuster and everything is still functioning 100%. So you might just get away with getting under there and giving them a couple of spins for adjustment and bring the pedal back up.
Now that's some more to the cable. I don't know if it got stretched out. It's there, but might have got stretched out. I'll do it all in one shot. I've been meaning to do it anyway, so just trying to get the last night's days in before it gets laid up.
The only issue he had is his front, I guess, parking light and turn signal lights. They seem to be bulbs for some reason or another, and I think it's suspected maybe because of vibration. So he wants to the driver's side is completely out. Both filaments, the high and low filament, the running light and the turn signal. The passenger side, the running light filament works, but the turn signal element is out. So in order to get to them, you have two ways. You can flip up the headlights, reach all the way down, and like stick your hand up down, you know, tape your elbow and try and work blind that way. Or there are two access panels under the front air dam that can be dropped on each side, and you have access to them. So he may be tinkering around with that today. I said, see if you could get the floor jack under the car without raising the car up. I said, if you can't get the car up high enough to get the floor jack under it to lift up the side of the car, I said, I've had some 2P6s that I use from my drive-on ramps. I said, drive the car up on one side onto the 2x6s. That'll probably give you enough to get the floor jack under the lifting point behind the front wheel, and you can just pick the car up and then lay on the ground and drop the panel.
Yeah, they get a lot of vibration from the nose flexing, I noticed, you know, when it starts to ease, it starts to oscillate, I guess would be a good word.
Not being able to see what it looks like at those speeds, that's what I suspected. So while he's got the panels down, I said, take the lens assembly out if you can. I said, one of them, he actually had a bulb broke, so there's some pieces of yellow glass inside. I said, shake out the glass that's in there, I said, and we'll examine if it's the sockets or if it's the bulbs themselves. I said, if it's the bulbs that aren't loving the vibrations, I said, maybe we'll replace them with LEDs, and we'll put a dab of silicone on the socket to keep the bulbs from vibrating, and maybe that'll hold together. He said they make some interesting things that when it's on running lights, the LED is white, and when you hit your signal, it switches over to yellow, to amber. So he might look into getting those if they're locally available.
Okay. Well, I was on the hunt, and I already got a parking space. I guess it's hopefully going to be a light week this week, parking-wise. I might even skate out on Wednesday. I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do. They owe me a little time for my overnight adventures, because I stayed beyond on 2 days. All right. We'll hook up and take a peek and everything. So I'll speak at you. Let me go hoof it in. Maybe to Ian, human. Check you later.
Have to take a little zip down to the beach and ride side by side and take selfies of each other. All right, I'll catch you later. And two, VPN Mobile.